Hey, listeners, this is Alex Knight, the producer here at Learn Me Something, here to give you a status update on what's going on with the podcast. As you know, we release new episodes every Friday, usually early in the morning. This week, there was not a new episode. And last week, if you missed it, we did a best of, which was a collection of great moments from episodes 1 to 12. So please do check that out. If you're just tuning in now, if you haven't heard the podcast before, that's a great way to give you just a taste of what our podcast is about. Every week, Rich and Aaron handpick a specific topic that they research heavily and discuss. So the past previous 12 episodes are available now for your listening pleasure. And we are taking a one-week hiatus as Aaron and Rich gather up some new stories to tell you. We're coming back next Friday, so we won't be gone for too long. And here's just a few quick samples of some of the stuff that you've missed covering the first 12 episodes, which include The Great Paradox of People, that's our introduction, Cancer and Chemotherapy, Quantum Entanglement and You, A History of Lynch Mobs, Shamanic Entanglement, Rules and Regulations, Introduction to Neuron and Glia, Understanding Epilepsy and Seizures, The Art of Breathing, The Political Switch, Empathetic Resonance, and most recently, Road Rage. What drives us to get mad at each other on the road? Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
A best of podcast compilation coming up next on Learn Me Something.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Learn Me Something. As this is our first episode, this show is sponsored by us, Aaron and Rich, as well as our producer, Alex Knight.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Rich.
And I'm Aaron, just in case you were unsure of that. Alex is out of the room right now, which is probably for the best. We'll get to his ideas later on, I'm sure, but it's all about us. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, this whole podcast, we kind of wanted to address in this first episode what this was about, why Learn Me Something is kind of, I guess, the intro to the first episode.
We're all out there to learn something from each other.
I think that's a good mindset to have, and I think that kind of exemplifies where we wanted to start this off with, was that we're all just kind of stupid.
This episode is going to be specific on a topic. So I picked the topic this week, and I've decided we're going to talk about chemotherapy.
Love it.
Yeah.
Because it's something that I've been interested in. I unfortunately, and I'm just going to throw a shout out to my Aunt Barb, who recently just passed from cancer and went through the whole bullshit here. And so being able to kind of understand some of this, I'm going to try not to cry, but
yeah, I wanted to take a lighthearted topic for our first episode of actually discussing a topic. So I think, what's more fun than chemotherapy and cancer?
Indeed.
And I also, so why I picked this topic is because I saw a video online, and probably a lot of people have, about someone who is saying, don't, chemotherapy is a waste of time. Chemotherapy is a waste of money. Chemotherapy is just big pharma making money. That's all it is. I thought, wow, this guy talked really, really compelling. I watched a whole 6-minute video.
Today's episode is entitled Quantum Entanglement and You.
Oh, that sounds simple.
Oh, for sure, right? I mean, nice and easy, right? Like, yes. What could go wrong with this episode? everybody's obviously going to just pick this up, as every 6-year-old will be able to easily understand the idea of quantum entanglement. I mean, I shouldn't even have to explain this, but, I figured there might be new things that people haven't heard before that might be worth covering.
Yeah, I've read a little bit about Einstein before. I think he has something to do with it.
He was basically kind of the pioneer of the whole idea. Yes, indeed. Okay. It's part of his theory of relativity, kind of.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that was the theory of reality shows, wasn't it? Oh, I'm going to struggle on this one.
No, I believe that is an entirely different theory. One with entirely a little bit less logic, I think, behind it than what we actually find in
quantum mechanics. Damn my high school education.
I know. Yeah, see, and that's, I recognize, again, we're going over the heads of some people here. I'm hoping to make it something where we're talking lynch mobs today.
I picked a lighthearted topic.
Dude, I love this. And I love how, after our last episode of entanglement.
Yes, and the one before that with the chemotherapy.
And chemotherapy, right? We're taking all sorts of lighthearted.
We are.
We're going to find the excitement and fun of the lynch mob today.
Yes. Okay, so my last episode was the chemotherapy, which was a bit of a darker episode. Dealt with some pretty
but
deep
see again,
stuff.
like the idea here is to learn something, right? Like and sometimes that may involve going into a little bit of the darkness.
Well, I apparently really love the dark.
I'm a big fan. I always say that, you know, you kind of have to experience some darkness to find the light.
You do. So, right? So you know what? I was fascinated in a non-excitable way of lynch mobs. Like, I'm not, oh, lynch mobs, this is great. This isn't going to get your jollies up unless you live in certain parts of the world, and you probably are going to be like, oh, this is going
to
be...
we'll try to find the fun.
We're not going to...
All right, today's episode is one I've entitled Shamanic Entanglement. Continuing, I guess, the couple episodes back of entanglement in general, I kind of wanted to go and talk about the original folklore leading to a lot of the scientific breakthroughs we come to
now,
today.
Anyway. Aaron, I must warn you, I was a shaman for many years. I think I mentioned this before on World of Warcraft. So
we edited that part out, but
I may not want to, you know, step on your toes in some things, but I was pretty good back in the day.
Yeah, I guess we'll talk about the original etymology of the word shaman is one who knows. Your healing shaman knew how to basically talk to the spirits and use those spirits in order to heal your people, I suppose.
So the shaman was, I guess, you know, back in the day, you had villages together and whatnot. So someone was a shaman. That was the person who knew the history or knew the
time.
Okay.
Knew the, we're going to do the history of regulations. And because I'm thinking to myself, you know, Aaron, we live in a highly regulated world right now.
Now, what exactly is your definition of a regulation? Is that different from a law or?
Good question. Mm-hmm. No, so a law puts into place. So regulation is there to design to control something or produce an outcome that would otherwise not have been produced. Okay.
Okay.
So many things in our lives right now are regulated. I mean, the microphones we're talking on right now have a regulation on how they're made.
Yes. Otherwise, they'd be zapping our faces every time we touch it.
Exactly. The food that we eat is regulated. The banking that we do, how we buy houses, how clothes are made, everything is regulated. Mm-hmm. Okay. And all of this regulation falls onto the companies that are producing it. And a lot of it is associated with cost.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so to lead up to this, I felt it incumbent on us to kind of start at the beginning and start from what actually, you know, a dendrite and a neuron and all these parts of the brain that we I'm sure we'll reference back to in from further podcasts. We'll be coming back to these terms, so I thought it best to, you know, maybe go back to the very beginning.
Always a good spot to start.
And start with the introduction to neurons and such, right?
Okay.
Because when you get right down to it, the central nervous system is composed entirely of two kinds of cells, neurons and glia.
The entire central nervous system?
Everything in your entire brain is made up of these two types of cells.
Okay.
Okay.
Dendrites and neurons.
No, neurons and glia.
Glia. Okay,
dendrons are part of neurons.
Mm.
Yes. So a dendrite is part of a neuron, and the neuron and glia are the two main cell part or types in the central nervous system.
Let's do another podcast on Donald Trump. Why not?
I think we have to.
This one this week is coming from the heart. I'm picking seizures.
Seizures of the heart?
Seizures, not of the seizures of the heart, seizures of the mind. Because that's where seizures
mind
happen.
Mind seizures.
So here's some backstory on why I picked this. So I have a family member that is experiences seizures a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little girl. She's 8 years old. She just turned eight. She was born out here. Now, it's a family member. So it's my wife's cousin.
Mm.
We're very close with them. Mm. So his name is Mike and his beautiful wife, Carol. They have two kids, Lillian, and the other one is Elise.
Mm.
Now, Elise is 8 years old and she suffers from many things, one of which is epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason this came to my mind is they were supposed to go camping on the last long weekend that we had here. They went up to the camp area and then Elise, who has a lot of seizures, started having a lot of seizures. She had 40-something seizures.
Anyway, so we want to welcome everybody to the episode today, the title of which I'm going to go with The Art of Breathing.
The Art of Breathing.
Indeed. I figured we'd been doing some pretty hefty subjects over the past little while, so I wanted to do something that was just nice and light and just something that we could maybe just, you know, learn something about without having to be all depressed.
I love breathing. I do it all the time.
Well, and a lot of us don't recognize just quite the significance of it, right? The simple fact that you know, everything that we are kind of hinges on breathing.
Yeah, I mean, we all have to do it, right?
Exactly.
Like, you can't not breathe.
In fact, it's mostly unconscious.
Yeah, and the unbreathing's unconscious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're sleeping, right? Or
well, in general. In general, it's mostly like you don't have to think about breathing, right? It's only like you can take control of your breathing for singing or swimming or something like that. But in general, it's your
just
brain
automatic
eye.
Thing. I've There's got one this week, and this came from our Facebook page, actually.
Really?
It came from our Facebook page. We did the
So one of our fans actually requested this.
I don't know maybe he's a fan or not, but he
Hey, he's on our Facebook page. He must
commented
be a fan.
On our We did the lynching.
Yes.
The lynching one had just come out, not recently, a couple weeks back now. And
our other best episode ever.
That was a good one.
That was
I really
one.
Enjoyed that one. I liked listening to it a lot. But so we posted the Facebook page, and someone had mentioned that they said the KKK was a Democratic Party. Yeah. Came from the Democratic Party.
Did we mention that in the podcast? Because I thought that was something that we had talked about.
We talked
that
about
originally
the,
the Democrats were the ones that were the slave owners.
Yeah, and it was. Mm-hmm. And that got me thinking. I mean, I'm a political guy. You're a political guy. I'm
not
very
really, no.
Well, I am for sure.
Okay,
I mean, I'm not. I don't know if I'm a political guy, but
I try to keep up on politics. But in general, right? It's
I mean, I'm political. Like, I want to know
today's topic. For me, is called the empathetic resonance.
And that's a good one. I'm going to have to use my thesaurus on that.
It came to me over the course of just doing the research on this and just trying to figure out because. You talk about empathy in general, and it seems to be something that I don't know if we're, lacking a little bit of in this world of ours. Or
I'd say absolutely.
It seems like something that we could all use a little more of.
Yeah, for sure. Especially in today's political climate.
Political,
my God, we need
general,
a lot of it.
Life climate, I'm sure everyone has their own, version of, to use a better term, hell than that they live in, right? It's, whatever construct you've got or happens to be forced upon you, there's something you're living under where, if you could maybe see something from another person's standpoint, it might make life a little, hopefully, more bearable.
Yeah, that's the whole gimmick behind it. Now, are you familiar with a guy named Dale Carnegie? Aaron? Do you experience road rage?
I am sadly, I'm unfortunately, because I'm in traffic a lot. And unfortunately, I do find it does get to me at times. And yeah.
Well, you're not alone. So this episode is on road rage. It came up. A friend of mine recommended that we do this topic, and I'm like,
I've been told that you don't.
That I don't road rage?
That you don't feel? That you don't get road rage? Yeah.
No, that's inaccurate. Whoever told you that is a complete lie.
Well, that was my roommate, so I'll
that I don't get road rage?
Yeah,
she's
never seen you experience road rage.
No, never. Okay. Well, she certainly hasn't, and I don't really display it a lot. Now, interesting that you say that, because how do you know if you have road rage, or how many people out there have road rage?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well,
I would assume pretty much everybody, because,
it kind of defines as what you call to what road rage is to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been listening to Learn Me Something with Aaron Stewart and Rich Plum on Hologram Radio. If you like the podcast, please rate and subscribe in iTunes and share it with a friend. To find other interesting podcasts like this one, please visit our website at hologramradio.org.